If you have a good, strong, organic social media presence, adding ManyChat and the automation into the DMs will amplify that. So the key really is the organic social to make sure the content that you are putting out is actually resonating and, you know, people are interested in your offers, in your products. And then when you run some of that into DM automation, that is where the gold is.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with the Keep Optimizing format, well, we release 5-episode mini series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic. It could be channels like email or SEO, or a big topic like acquisition, retention, or analytics. And in each episode, we release a new one every Wednesday. I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. And then after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a Wednesday off. We take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we are spending 5 episodes exploring customer acquisition just in time for your planning for 2026. Last episode, we did the affiliate's route into big PR coverage with Rick McGuinness. And this time we are exploring another less used channel, Instagram DMs and the automation thereof. And we have a superstar of the sector here to take us through all the ins and outs of this. And if you've got a vibrant Instagram organic channel, then this is, to my mind, an absolute must implement to improve your sales, email signups, etc. She's going to be doing a great job of taking us through the nuts and bolts of getting started, likely costs, how to make the most of it, what to integrate and how to see the bigger picture. And her top tips are obviously very good. So make sure you hang around to the end of the episode so you don't miss those. Are you spending serious money on ads but growth has slowed? You are not alone. You need to talk to Launch. Launch is the performance growth agency that's powered by happiness. They've helped brands like Weirdfish, Braemont, Crocus, Green People and Fourth Glade Natural Dog Food to scale their advertising globally, measure it effectively and drive new customer acquisition profitably. If your advertising has hit a plateau or your measurement needs some attention, Launch can help. Find out how by taking the Launch Growth Diagnostic at keepop.com/launch. That's L-A-U-N-C-H. With 12 questions, it takes just 3 minutes. No pitch, just useful insights. Launch, find what's broken, fix it, grow. Take the Launch Growth Diagnostic now at keepop.com/launch.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
In this episode, I'm chatting with customer acquisition expert Mel Eilers. Mel has been deep in driving sales from social media for nearly 10 years. Via her agency Socially Sound, Mel now specializes in helping clients get more from their Instagram content by embracing conversational marketing. Yep, we are talking Insta DMs. Hello, Mel.
Hello, it's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to start talking.
Great to have you here to talk about something which I don't think we talk enough about on this podcast is organic social content. And we definitely don't talk about one of the new hottest topics in e-commerce, which is the world of kind of conversational commerce and conversational marketing. So very cool to have you here to take us through those two. But before we get into the juicy stuff around that, how did you end up in the world of customer acquisition and social media and all this stuff?
So my background years ago, going back sort of 20 odd years, is in print publishing. And I was one of the people that used to sit behind scenes and read journalists' copy and put in an exciting intro to draw the reader in and, you know, make it all look nice on the piece of paper and send it off to the printer. So essentially, my background has always been in conversational marketing, writing headlines that drew people in. And back in sort of 10 years ago now, when I returned to the world of work after having my children, print publishing wasn't what it was. And I made the decision to jump ship into social media marketing, organic social media marketing, and which I loved. 10 years ago, it was predominantly Facebook. It was quite an exciting time. I loved working for clients. I loved chatting to their customers online. There was a lot of engagement. You know, that was really, truly a happy place for me. But I also decided to keep on skilling up. And in 2019, I think it was, whilst on Facebook, I commented on a Facebook ads guru, actually, on his posts that I followed at the time. And this automation kicked in. And I didn't know what it was, what it was doing. And it took me, and I signed up to his email list, all within the Messenger DMs. And it was so exciting. And that's when I discovered automated conversational marketing on social media channels, which was Facebook at the time. I retrained in 2021 when it hit Instagram. And that is really where my career has taken off. It's absolutely 100% my geek zone, my happy place. And I think, you know, for anyone that has a presence on Instagram, for any brands who are, you know, putting out their organic social content, they cannot fail to have noticed how it has changed in the last couple of years, where people are asking for comments on their posts. Rather than saying, go to the link in my bio, they're saying, comment this word and I will send you this. And that is what I do. The bit in the back end when they're in the DMs, that's what I build. And you can get some absolutely phenomenal results within the Instagram DMs when you're looking to acquire customers, because that journey can be very short, it can be very sweet, and it can be personalized as well. So it's not so much the one-to-many marketing. It feels a lot more one-to-one, even though it's automated.
It's quite mad, isn't it? Because it's like I first came across this in info marketer world, you know, digital marketer world, where people are selling courses and webinars and all this kind of stuff, which often is a space that seems to be a bit ahead of e-commerce. E-commerce tends to be a bit behind. You know, it's like, well, DMs are for customer service, aren't they? People annoyingly asking us where their parcel is. But it's flipping now, isn't it? It's become more of a sales channel and less of a where is my parcel channel.
Yes, very much so. I mean, there's so much that you can do. You can actually set up your Insta DMs to be for marketing, for customer service, and for sales, depending on what your brand objectives are and what you actually want to achieve with your customers. But yes, definitely for list building, for sending more traffic to your website, for delivering discount codes, or for, you know, running those, you know, Black Friday offers and stuff through the DMs can be super, super powerful. And because it's in organic, if you have a good, strong, organic social media presence, adding ManyChat and the automation into the DMs will amplify that. So the key really is the organic social, to make sure the content that you are putting out is actually resonating and, you know, and people are interested in your offers, in your products. And then when you run some of that into DM automation, that is where the gold is, really.
Oh, there's about 20 million things I want to ask you in response to that. Let's get the basics out of the way, and then we'll come back to the organic content and how it links in with, you know, how it's the starting point, because I think that's going to be really juicy to talk about. But first off, you mentioned organic, which has everybody thinking it's free. I know on some of the conversational commerce platforms, we're paying to send the messages. Is that the case on Instagram, or is the actual the we're not paying Instagram anything to do this,
no,
are we?
No. Okay. So the platform that I use and I believe is the best one out there is ManyChat. So ManyChat is the world's number one Instagram DM automation platform. ManyChat starts at about, I think it's $15. So that I think equates to about 11 or 12 pounds, depending on obviously where you are in the world. And that starts for about 500 contacts. Now, what you have to remember is when you attach ManyChat into your Instagram DMs through the Meta API, it's 100% fully legitimized. You know, it's a Meta business partner. It's 100% allowed. But ManyChat is then in charge of your Instagram DMs. So anybody who comes in, whether it's via an automation or just via a comment or a quick DM, becomes a ManyChat contact. So if you are a large brand, your contacts are going to shoot up quite quickly. So it's really important to know how to clean that list within ManyChat. So essentially what you want to be doing is either bring them into the DMs and sending them to your website if it's, you know, product-based business, or bring them into the DMs and registering them for something, you know, for an email list or for an event or something like that, and then getting them over to your CRM. So it is very much, I see ManyChat very much as that link between your organic content to your CRM, but there are very few contacts that will actually need to stay in ManyChat. So yes, there is a fee. That fee will rise with your amount of contacts, but you can absolutely clean that list to keep that fee down.
Good data hygiene. We always love good data hygiene, yeah, especially when it's saving us cash. So Instagram, we don't have to pay anything to, but we can't do automated DMs on Instagram. I was going to say, unless we do them manually, which wouldn't be automated, Chloe, would it? Oh, dear. Sorry, everybody. Bleak brain stupidity there. So we need a third-party tool, and obviously you're recommending ManyChat to do this, and that's where we can build the automations. Do we manage non-automated activity via that as well? So do we manage all our DMs, or is this purely the automation bit? Like with email, we might have Klaviyo or Omnisend to manage our big stuff, our automated stuff, but then our customer service team will be using something else.
You can do. What I have set up for clients who have a lot of DMs is when they come in to into the DMs, they can get tagged in a different way, but then they can get routed to a live chat agent. So live chat is a functionality within ManyChat. ManyChat also has a separate inbox service, which I would recommend for really big brands. So you can also add that. And I think that actually starts at something like $90 a month. So it's a bigger cost. Definitely for bigger brands. If you are a small brand, I would definitely look at ManyChat's live chat, which you can then just have it on your desktop and you can be talking to people quite easily. It's not like you have to be on your phone staring at the DMs, trying to scroll and type and everything, which is not conducive, and it's quite slow as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there is definitely a live chat functionality within ManyChat that can help you distinguish between the automated people who don't need help. They just come in, signed up, gone straight to your website, whatever it is, and the people who are asking for help and product queries, etc.
Awesome. Let's now get to the sexy marketing stuff. You mentioned earlier that it all starts with the organic post. This is less the automation of people just sending us in stuff ad hoc. This is more about creating a post that drives engagement that we then follow up with. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. So it's... one of the frequently asked questions I used to get, not so much now, I used to get when the girl there, oh, you know, my organic is like tumbleweed. It's really hard. So if I plug in ManyChat to the back end, that's going to solve that problem, isn't it? And the answer to that is no, it's not really. It's a bit like a product-based business. Unless you've got a proven product and you know your numbers, et cetera, you wouldn't start running Facebook ads until that key piece is sorted out. So your organic content is the first customer touch point, you know, is where they're going to find out the products. It's where they're going to hear the offer. It's going to where they're going to see your brand tone of voice, what you're all about. That is the very first touch point. That has to be working, in my opinion. It very much has to be, you know, the hook that gets people in. Once you've got really good traction on your organic social, Then if you plug in ManyChat to the back end, that's where you can see the real gold. So if, for example, if you're not getting any comments on your posts, you're not getting any likes, you know, sort that bit out first, basically. And once people are commenting and the brand replies, really, really important that they know that the brand will reply to their comments. Once you're getting traction in that way, then ManyChat will just amplify what that is. So, for example, if you were going to build your list ahead of Black Friday, for example, as part of that organic social media strategy, build in some list building content, list building posts, something like all our best deals will be given to our email list first, for example. If you are not on our email list, comment, inbox or something below, and we will get you signed up and you will be there front of the queue when Black Friday goes live. And then, because your audience knows that this brand delivers, they show up, then hopefully you'll start getting comments, and then ManyChat can reply to those comments within the post, which then gains you a lot more reach and engagement as well. So,
and saves you fundamentally from having to reply to it all yourself.
The automation just handles it. And then they, through using a Zapier or maybe a native integration within ManyChat, depending on your CRM, those people just appear in your CRM, and hopefully the person in charge of the CRM will have them tagged and putting them into the right list, the right VIP list for Black Friday, for example.
So I suppose the easiest way to find out if you're ready to go full automated would be to do this type of post, deal with the responses manually. And if you're getting a substantial number, then at that point, the copy and paste game is no longer for me. We need to upgrade. But if you don't get much, you need to do, as you were saying, really invest in generating the interactions first.
Definitely. I mean, I would argue for any product brand, keeping an eye on your stats for organic social media should be part of your marketing strategy anyway. So you probably kind of know whether, plugging in ManyChat is going to help you or not. So, yeah.
So if we've got this very engaged organic social audience, how do we make the most of this marketing opportunity? What are the key do's and don'ts, I suppose, the things we need to get right and the things we need to avoid screwing up on?
I think it be clear about what your objectives are, not only for building the automations in the ManyChat, but your wider brand objectives. So, yes, you can build your email list as well. Do you want to actually get more website traffic? So, for example, a student who worked with me on one of my courses last year, she was a fashion brand. Her primary objective was to actually get more people to her website. So she was doing like an outfit of the day. She would say, comment this word to get the links to this outfit. That would bring them into the DMs. She would gather their name and their email address, which was then pinged over to their CRM. You can then build out galleries within the DMs of which appears like a carousel. They can look really, really nice, where she had like the three main bits of her outfit, the top, the boots, the skirt, whatever it was, with the direct website link. So they were coming into the DMs, they were signing up for the email list, and they were getting that link directly to that product on her website. And the difference being, if you were saying, say you were a fashion brand that did like outfit of the day, for example, a product brand where you certain Christmas package or something, if you were sending them to link in bio, which is now the old way of doing things on Instagram, that person has to leave your post. They have to go to your profile. They have to find the link in the bio, and there can be several there. So chances are they're going to get distracted. They're going to click on the wrong one. And then that link will hopefully take them through to maybe one of those products, or, it's a much more convoluted, difficult journey for the consumer to send them to link in bio than it is to get them to comment one word and then it's in the DMs. And then they can, they can refer back to it quite easily as well. So I'm thinking, I saw that skirt when I clicked through, but I didn't buy. So where's that link again? It's already in the DMs. They know exactly where it is. So it can be super simple to actually achieve objectives, I think, for brands.
So and I guess this is going to come back to an objectives and goals again, but I'll ask the question anyway. Frequency. Like, if you've got an engaged audience, this is working for you. Is this something you can run on every single one of your posts, or is this something that's better deployed once a quarter? I'm using extremes here, but how frequently is it acceptable to be doing this type of post, this type of activity?
Okay, you're right. It is an objectives, brand objectives question, really, or answer. But I would suggest that really that comes down again to your organic strategy. Now, people who are following you organically, yes, they may be interested in buying from you, but they will also be interested in your other content, the behind scenes content, you know, the packaging up orders kind of content. So it's really about getting that marketing mix right. I generally advise clients to use keywords that are sales objective, like list building or signing up for something, you know, one in every three posts. And I think for anybody, if you follow a brand and it's always, you know, sell, 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 people tend to tune out a little bit and they're not that keen. Whereas, you know, there are other ways. Maybe you just spent a whole month talking about the product range that you're going to launch at Christmas or Black Friday. You can tell them that the lookout for our posts next week, where you will be able to get early sign up for early access deals, or, you know, you will be able to join our VIP list for whatever launch it happens to be. So it's about really about building those objectives into your kind of longer term marketing plans. And that may mean, like your marketing plans, that there is a period where there are many posts going out saying, comment this to get this, you know, sign up here to comment this word to get, you know, this. And then there may be periods where actually it's just more about the back end scenes of the brand, you know, new products that may be coming up and kind of more everyday content, as I would call it. So it's about getting that marketing mix right.
And this might be a really basic question, but presumably we can use the same word in multiple posts and therefore reuse our automation. So, you know, you mentioned earlier about using inbox to sign up for our email list. We could just have an email sign up automation that we use every week.
Yes.
That we don't have to change. We just use the same word on the page.
So if you have an automation, so for example, as an email list sign up, you have that your one keyword attached, which may be inbox or something. And once that is set up and running, you can use that keyword wherever you want to. So you can use it in your organic posts and reels. You can mention it if you happen to be doing a talky story or something like that. If you go live on Instagram, you can mention it there because Instagram Live is also a trigger. And it also works via direct DMs as well. So there are various different triggers within the Instagram platform that will trigger your automations as well. It's not just all from posts and reels. It's from stories, from lives, from direct DMs, from people sharing your content. You can now, as of just last week, the tail end of October, you can now send an automated message when you get a new follower. So there's lots that you can do within the Instagram DMs. So it's not all about posts and reels. It's about the whole kind of platform as a whole.
And of course, conversational marketing and these kind of tactics, they're not just about Instagram, are they? So is there rollout potential to other channels once we've got it working on the one platform? Can we spread the same workload out in other places?
Yeah, you certainly can. So it actually, ManyChat has been on Facebook since 2016, I think. Ooh. It's been quite a long time. And then it came to Instagram in 2021. And for me, that's where my interest level peaked. And I decided to train and actually, you know, so I could offer this as a service to people. But it is also available you can run it into WhatsApp and you can run it into SMS as well. There is a native email function within ManyChat. I personally would always advise to send any contacts you get within ManyChat over to your CRM, which is Klaviyo or Kajabi or whatever that may be. But there is certainly multi-level functionality within different platforms. So, and I think for most brands, you know, Facebook would probably be the key one. But possibly with the way things are shifting, maybe WhatsApp is also a channel that people are considering. So if you gather people's phone numbers within the Instagram DMs, you could add them into your WhatsApp channel as well. So
very cool. Definitely rollout potential there, everybody. Mel, anything we've missed that people need to know about? Or have we covered it all?
I think it's really important that people understand that ManyChat is a 100% proved Meta business partner, because sometimes when people talk about chatbots, there can be quite negative connotations about them. But that is not the case with ManyChat. It is 100% allowed. And there are other chatbots, other chatbot platforms that link into the Instagram DMs as well. I think it's also super important that people understand that because we are dealing with Meta, there are rules and compliance as well. Because many people may be thinking, I don't want to plug this in because, you know, then, you know, my audience may not like the automations and that there's all sorts of thoughts of spam and all of things like that. That can't happen because of something called the 24-hour rule. So, for example, if someone opts in from a post, you as a brand have 24 hours in which to send them automations that they interact with. Once they stop interacting and 24 hours has passed, you can no longer send them any automations. So it's very much permission-based marketing. You know, the power is very much in the hands of the consumer. And it's up to the brand to, you know, when they do opt in, to maximize that kind of 24-hour period strategically with automations that suit the consumer, that are relevant to the brand, and achieve the objectives that you want to achieve.
So would it be fair to say when we're maximizing that 24 opportunity, we're not sending a message every 5 minutes, we're sending compelling marketing to get them to sign up to our email list or buy?
Very much so. Yeah. So for example, they could come in, they could sign up for your email list, and that's, you know, and then, you know, maybe 2 hours later, you go, oh, you know, I've just seen you signed up for my email list. Here is a 10% discount code if that's not part of the email sign up, or here is a, you know, another little something, or have you checked out, or maybe you've not hit our website yet. This is one of our latest products and it's, you know, limited edition or something like that. I would look at that doing it as a follow up. I wouldn't necessarily know every 5 minutes, certainly not. That would be very annoying.
Be quality marketers, not spammers, is what we're saying, everybody.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Mel, for going through all of that. It's been great picking your brains about Instagram DMs. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end because you do not want to miss Mel's insider tips on customer acquisition and my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you spending serious money on ads but growth has slowed? You are not alone. You need to talk to Launch. Launch is the performance growth agency that's powered by happiness. They've helped brands like Weirdfish, Braemont, Crocus, Green People and Fourth Glade Natural Dog Food to scale their advertising globally, measure it effectively and drive new customer acquisition profitably. If your advertising has hit a plateau or your measurement needs some attention, Launch can help. Find out how by taking the Launch Growth Diagnostic at keepop.com/launch. That's LAUNCH. With 12 questions, it takes just 3 minutes. No pitch, just useful insights. Launch, find what's broken, fix it, grow. Take the Launch Growth Diagnostic now at keepop.com/launch. Okay, Mel, so far we've gone deep into Instagram DMs. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of customer acquisition. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with that, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Mel, are you ready for the insider tips?
I am, yes.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
I would say if you want to get started with ManyChat and to automate your a portion of your DMs, think about objectively what objective do you know works? So what is one of your proven offers? And so for e-commerce brands and product-based businesses, it is probably going to be to replicate the offer that is on your website, which is sign up to our email list and get 10% off your first order. Absolutely. Build that into the ManyChat DMs and build that into your organic. Run that through your organic, see the results that you are getting, and then think what else can we do? How else can we complement this one flow with other objectives to get people to our website, to do this, to do that? So I would absolutely start one simple objective, probably an email list building objective, and make sure you monitor that and then decide what's next. which was really exciting.
I love that. It's so easy when you start a new channel to try and reinvent the wheel. But it's like, don't do it. Just go with what already works.
Just do all the things at once and actually just start simple, understand it, and then think, how else can we, you know, enlarge this to make it so much better?
So once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
To look at the data. Standard response, probably. But basically, within the back end of ManyChat, you can see where people are coming in and the amount of people that are taking your intended objective. So just referring to like an email list sign up, for example, they will come in to the Instagram DMs. You will kind of confirm that's why they're there, to set up your email list. The shortest way would be, you're probably going to ask for their first name, you're going to ask for their email, and then that would be it. But you can see the data within ManyChat about where people are coming through. Now, opt-in rates, conversion rates within ManyChat, my experience and my clients are generally between 60 and 80%. They're super high. But you can see specifically where people might be dropping out. So there are ways that you can bring them back to the conversation. So for example, if they got to the first message node, you know, please, can I ask for your name? And you can see that maybe you're losing 50% of the people from there to the email flow. Why are they not giving their first name? More often than not, it's probably because they got distracted, in which case you can use that 24-hour rule to put in a couple of extra messages to bring them back, to get them to opt in again. But equally, you know, it could be, is your copy not clear enough? Are you actually writing huge chunks of text, which is really not easy to see on predominantly on a mobile platform, because Instagram is a mobile platform. ManyChat on Instagram is also a mobile platform. If you're writing huge chunks of text, people are like, oh my goodness me, that's too difficult to read. Therefore, I've tuned out, I've gone. You know, I think the average concentration span these days is something like 8.2 seconds. So if you've got loads of text going, that would be something to also look at as well. It's conversation, it's backwards and forwards conversation. So three or four lines of text, a little message, you know, are you still with me? Does that sound good with you? You know, you wouldn't, it's conversation, it's not a monologue. So that would be something else to look at. And cadence is another one, the speed at which these automations are happening. So if you do have long blocks of text, and then that's followed by another long block of text, it's quite likely that this long block of text, number two, is going to pop up before they finished number one. So there are various ways within the ManyChat platform that you can put in delays to kind of improve the cadence of conversation, to make sure it's really readable for your customer. And to make sure all those kind of things, you know, making sure your copy is clear, making sure those copy blocks are not long, making sure the conversational cadence works. And this is where testing is really important. That will give you a much higher conversion rate. So it's about looking at all those things, stats, cadence, copy, and all of those things will help you to optimize your chat flows.
Oh, I love that answer. Now, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yes. So if you head to my website, sociallysound.co.uk, there is a learning center on there with some free guides, of which there is one there for e-commerce. And on that same page, there is a free resource called the ManyChat Starter Kit. Now, this is really basic 101 level beginner kind of, this is ManyChat, this is what it does. Here's a really, you know, an easy template to use that you can install. If you're looking for something slightly above entry level, I also have a shop on there which has the Instagram DM launch kit, which is £30, I think, and it's a mini training. And that has templates that teaches you how to build your first DM opt-in flow. And there are PDF guides in there and some video content as well. So if you want super cheap and free, then the free guides and the starter kit is where to go. If you want to invest and just have a little bit, look around, you know, what is capable and get some more ideas, then the launch kit as well would also be very helpful for you.
Love those. Thank you very much for that, Mel. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Well, so crystal ball is, I know it's coming, I just don't know when, and that is ManyChat on TikTok. Ooh. So it is in beta in several countries in the world. Unfortunately, it's not in beta in the UK, the EU, and the US. So, and I think when that does happen, it could be potentially huge for most brands, but also for e-commerce brands as well. If you're having, you know, if you've got a really strong presence on TikTok, this would be something to look out for. Now, I do have the luxury of having a client in New Zealand, so I have seen some of the back end of it, of how it works. Functionality is a little bit limited at the moment, but then it was before when Instagram was on beta. And normally they test it and then they find out what's working and functionality increases. So I know it's coming. I just don't know when, but I think that is something that brands should definitely be looking out for.
I suspect there were quite a few brands listening to this going, but what about TikTok? She hasn't mentioned TikTok yet. There you go, guys.
There you go.
It's coming. Yeah. Mel, thank you so much. It's been brilliant learning about all this from you. So thank you so much for taking us through it all. But before we say goodbye, please, where can those listeners who are going, I need help, I want to know more, how can they get in contact with you and your business and how might you be able to help them?
Well, you can, by all means, do head to my website, sociallysound.co.uk. If you want to drop me an email to talk about any of the services that I have or any of the training that I have, that's just mel@sociallysound.co.uk. And you can also find me mainly hanging out on Instagram, which is probably no surprise, which is @socially_sound.
Simple as that, everyone. Mel, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great chatting with you and learning about all of this. So thank you for coming and sharing it.
Thank you for having me.
So there you go. Finally, a trackable, usable, measurable reason for doing organic social. Can I say that? Or is that a bit mean on organic social? Clearly, big opportunities there if you have that engaged audience on Instagram, all the other channels we mentioned, where you can amend your social posts to say, we're saying 1 in 3 was Mel's recommendation, to say, if you'd like this, sign up to our email newsletter. If you want to make sure you're first in line for when the sale goes live, sign up to our email newsletter. Put word, whatever word you want to use, in the comments, and then that gets automated using a tool like ManyChat. There are others available that integrates with the back end of Facebook/Instagram. And then runs those messages for you. The goal being to drag them somewhere else, to make a purchase, to sign up to your email list, etc. And then you continue the marketing on those platforms. It's very much a funnel piece, I think. Fascinating chatting to Mel about it. Loads of good tips in there. And wow, such cool resources she recommended too. You can get links to all those resources and all the other things we discussed. The full transcript of the episode, our notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. Or you can use our little short link, that's keepopt.com/the number of this episode. Put that in the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right page of the site. And when you get there, why not put yourself on our email list too? You'll find a big banner in the footer where you can do just that. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, then do check out episode 173. So yes, we're going back a little way, where I'm chatting to Colin McIntosh from seven-figure brand Sheets and Giggles. Yes, it's one of our rare brand side interviews on Keep Optimizing, who came on to share the nuts and bolts of their organic social media strategy. It's a fascinating chat. And if you're into organic social, it's one you really should hear. And you should also, she loses track of her words. And you should also tune in January, where we will be doing a whole 5-episode masterclass on WhatsApp conversational commerce, which is going to have lots of tips and ideas that will fit in really nicely with what we've been talking about today. So that's kicking off in January. For now, though, please do tell your fellow marketers about the show, because I want to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so we can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Take the launch growth diagnostic now at keepopt.com/launch. With 12 questions, it takes just 3 minutes. No pitch, just useful insights. keepopt.com/launch.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.